Hey, we back, baby.
We back. Still in KC. Still watching France dominate. What did I say?
I mean, okay. When the starters didn't start.
What? Yeah. No excuses.
No. You were right. They beat up on Strand Larson.
Okay. He had it coming.
If this was Erling Haaland and those boys, I think we would have done a little better than 4-1, a 4-1 victory for France.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Norway had a higher XG somehow.
Hey,
what the hell's going on?
XG, ain't that is not the difference between winning and losing.
No,
okay?
It isn't. But you won in that battle, yeah. Norway. You know what, though? I think this is good, positive for Norway in a loss. No, this was not fun. I'll tell you this much. If your name is Ousmane Dembele, you had a good time out there.
Good, if your name is Ousmane Dembele, your teammate Kylian Mbappe is like, yo, what are you doing?
Yo,
that's me. This is my time.
I'm not gonna. I hate to say this, but you're kind of taking the focus off of me. And I don't know if you know, this is the world. I'm the dictator.
That isn't how it works around here.
I feel like you didn't read the memo. I slipped under the door of all of your hotel rooms.
Mbappe hit the crossbar in the second minute. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm about to have a great game today.
All right, I'm warming up.
Okay. Welcome to our live reaction show immediately after Norway against France.
We're looking at it here, the tale of the tape, folks. Yeah. France with 57% possession. But if you were Norway, it probably felt like a lot more. You know?
I mean, we knew this was, we expected, obviously, more, I think we expected, Erling Haaland expected France to win this game. But clearly the decision to not start the starters, it's an odd choice, right?
During the game, the commentators broke it down that it was a calculated decision because unless you win that game, you are traveling long distances, you know, or the Norwegian players aren't used to that. So either you can waste a lot of energy trying to keep the team there, you know, or locally, or you can just take what's about to happen and say, okay, we know what France can do, so why put all this additional pressure on us? It's not really about sort of saving the legs or whatever the players. They have played a lot of minutes, but it's about, you know, I'm sorry, a lot of matches, but there are 5-ish days in between each.
Yeah.
And I think the next round of 32 is Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, Saturday or Sunday, right?
For them, I don't know. Is U.S. in the first round of 32 matches, which is Thursday?
Yeah, it's a slightly quicker turnaround, but nothing crazy.
Right.
The players could handle it, but why strain your best players when we've seen that their best players aren't enough to beat everybody?
Right.
And I started getting messages from people saying, like, hey, man, you're right. I think Erling Haaland's going to have to score 75 goals just for them to win matches.
All right. The first knockout round matches are Monday, by the way.
Okay. Monday. There we go.
We're
looking at these. These are the confirmed ones so far.
Yeah, the knockout bracket. So we know. So Norway will be playing
Côte d'Ivoire. Yeah.
Ivory Coast against Norway. If please, producers, any update, where are they playing that game? I don't know offhand, so just let us know. But this is what we're looking at so far. I mean, there's a couple matches already. Brazil, Japan, US, Bosnia Herzegovina, Netherlands,
Germany,
Morocco,
Paraguay,
Germany, Paraguay. Yeah, yeah. France,
Canada,
we doesn't know.
South Africa.
Yeah, yeah. So this is they're thinking ahead.
They will be traveling to Dallas to play. If you're Norway, that's a bit of a travel from Foxborough.
Sure.
Boston.
So it's like, since like you said, you could kind of extend yourself trying to stay in the Boston area.
Imagine you start your starters and you don't win. You know,
yeah,
and it's France. You're probably not. I think Erling Haaland. The more I read into this, the more Erling Haaland's like, hey, yeah, I'm just not going to pull punches with you. I'm telling you the truth.
Like, yeah, it's a calculated decision, and we'll see if it pays off. We'll see who France ends up playing against to see if it worked out necessarily. But Norway, Ivory Coast, it's not going to be an easy match by any means. So, like, that they made the choice of, like, basically saying this is who we're going to play, and they're going to live with it. So I understand if this your first time in the World Cup in a long time for Norway, they feel their odds are better resting the players.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing now is the way that the knockout rounds have been structured. The third match has left a lot of, hey, who cares if we win or not? We made it to the round of 32, and that's legitimately the most important thing. So I think what affected the U.S., Germany, you could even say the same thing. And now we're seeing it with Norway sort of, I don't want to say toss, waving the white towel or anything, but saying, like, let's see if we can make something with the back line, with our second line, as opposed to really risking our first line. I think, it leaves a lot to be desired. So hopefully there's some changes that can be made to the structure of this World Cup if we're going to have 48 teams so that all of the games matter.
Sure. This game, quickly, France looked like, hey, let's just end this game in the first half.
I was more impressed with the Statue of Liberty kits than anything else. Love those things.
Okay. All right. This is a situation where, I mean, we saw what Dembele was doing, or we saw what Mbappe was doing. Everybody just seemed like they saw the lineup in front of them. They all kind of smelled blood in the water, and they're like, hey, let's just finish this before necessary. So before it gets kind of crazy. But then when Norway ends up scoring, I was like, okay, when I made it 2-1, it looked like France, kind of what you said, like France would, or who was it, Nate that said it, like France are going to be French and they kind of fell asleep for a moment. That's what that.
He did say it, but he was giving me credit for having said it before. So in a way, you're giving us both credit, which is kind of fun.
So, this is a scenario where they were really like just... Let's kind of not even pretend to give them any hope with the way France was playing in the beginning. And then when Norway scores, it's like, okay, is this much of a game? And then the rest of the game was not much of a game. Like, yeah. It was they were just like, okay, let's just get out. We got Dallas to worry about.
Yeah, yeah,
we got
Ivory
Coast to worry about. So, yeah.
I think if we're going to talk about player of the game, it's one and only Ousmane Dembele with a hat trick, who he had struggled to score in 12 of his first World Cup matches ever. And now he scored, I believe, all three of these group stage matches. Mm-hmm. And he puts himself in the conversation now with, I believe, 5 goals, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure.
With this hat trick, I believe he's at 5 goals. It's either 5 or 4.
I don't know if he scored in every game.
He's absolutely killing it. He's at 4 goals. There you go. So he didn't score in both games prior. But, I mean, the man went 12 games where people were saying he couldn't score, couldn't do this, couldn't do that, wins a Ballon d'Or, wins a couple Champions League. Yeah. He's feeling himself.
Yeah, there's a little a weird, not disrespect for Ousmane Dembele, but just like a weird underestimation of him at this World Cup, given that he plays with Mbappe. He plays with clearly, like, bigger superstar names or whatever. But yeah, this is he won a Ballon d'Or. There's no joke. I mean, he was a big reason why PSG was so incredibly successful last year.
He's a huge piece. And, it took a big risk if you're Luis Enrique to say, like, yo, we don't need Mbappe. We got Ousmane Dembele. And they're like, Dorman Ousmane Dembele?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which Ousmane Dembele are you talking about?
It's just great to see what he's been able to do at a consistent level, because he wasn't able to do it in Barcelona with the injuries and everybody just like kind of mocked him and made fun of him because he was just unavailable most of the time. And
what a great reason to make fun of someone. Jesus Christ.
But now, the standards are incredibly high, especially at Barcelona. They want a lot from their players. And then now he's whether it's the strategy at PSG, like the players don't really play the Ligue 1 matches that much. Like the minutes are well like managed.
They prepare themselves. Ligue 1 is a preseason match, a friendly and a amuse-bouche, if you will, for Champions League.
Champions League, and then it
which is not a luxury Arsenal has.
Yeah, so it leads to positive results with that, and then again, it's the big reason why he wins the Ballon d'Or.
But I will say, 3 goals on 0.29 XG is
the goals ridiculous, just beautiful, man.
He has it on his day, man.
Was it the third one? I was just like, he's not going to do it again.
I mean,
know what he's doing.
The keeper's like, I know. Oh, this. Well, damn. Did the vultures go past me? No.
But it's players like that.
Wish I could do that. Man.
Like even when I play in like my Sunday league against like really good people who know how to strike the ball.
Yeah.
But it's the feint of like that they might shoot that makes you look you keep throwing your leg
you get there. Bambi legs.
Like, please, just shoot the ball already.
Yeah, damn, just made me look like an ass already, bro.
But no.
I muted myself in the word
Wow. Yeah, so brave. Yeah,
I'm just showing you that I'm making your job easier, producers. Usman Dembele, I think, is probably the only. Is there a negative to the fact that he got a hat trick and Mbappe didn't? Do you think that maybe there's a little bit of a rift that creates in the amongst the squad?
It's interesting because Mbappe plays, well, he played, what, 85, 86 minutes in this game.
Yeah.
And it's like, after when you're up 3-1, you don't need to be in this game.
Why
right?
are you still in there, though?
You can clearly see it's about the golden boot. And he's looking at individual results and individual awards.
He got himself two assists.
Not that it's bad. But... I'm saying, like, he's ambitious like that. Because watch the game against Jordan. Argentina against Jordan.
Yeah.
It's going to, if I'd be shocked.
Someone said LeBron never lost to Jordan, never beat Jordan, or would have never lost to France.
Messi's going to start and probably going to go for a couple goals.
Yeah. Right? You know, it's funny because we were talking about, I wonder how you feel about this. We were talking about Mbappe, you know, the dictator and how selfish he is and he wants goals. He's not the most selfish. I think that we reserve that for Cristiano Ronaldo, but sometimes it feels like it's Mbappe and 11 other guys every once in a while. But now with seeing Usman Dembele score a hat trick and Mbappe not getting any goals, I'm like, you got to be a little bit more selfish, Mbappe. Do you get that feeling? You're like, there's an arms race, dude, and we're kind of billing you as going for this. You kind of need to see him do a little more. Yeah. Or am I crazy?
No, I mean, it's like crazy is not necessarily. Yeah. I mean, you sort of try to find to see if there's any kind of a rift or any kind of story with a win for France. But I would say it was fairly obvious that Mbappe wanted to score.
Yeah, right? Of course. He was trying.
It wasn't, man, I need to help my team win. And it's not that.
No. He's like, Usman doing that. I need to up the numbers, bro.
It's like he's mad, but not for the right reasons when he misses. So, look, I mean, and sometimes you need players like that so that your team is successful. Mm-hmm. As long as it doesn't lead to any... Like if Mbappe would have gotten injured, or something like that.
Oh,
Do I think he needs to play 85 minutes in a game like that? Like, obviously not. So there's clearly some agreement with the coach to be
Didier Deschamps.
Yeah, let me go for this.
Be a mistake though. I want to start to see some of these players rest. I think Mauricio Pochettino got it right. But look, I was bored kind of watching this game. I wasn't sure what to say, but tweets, they never stop. Okay. let's see what they're saying on X.
Okay.
Usman Dembele's second earliest hat trick in World Cup history. Eric Probst, Usman Dembele, Gary Lineker, and Gerd Müller. One of my favorite names of all time. Gerd.
In 34 minutes, just it was very, very fast. I mean, again, every single goal was basically the exact same goal, but good on him.
Okay, this Zlatan has spoken about Norway resting his players. You want to read the quote?
Zlatan says, Norway have a chance to top the group and get easier knockout opponent, yet they're scared before the game. That's not the mentality you need when you play for your country at the World Cup. I mean, look.
Is there a Sweden-Norway beef I don't know about?
I don't know. I mean, I would imagine he obviously played against them a lot.
Of course,
during
the
qualifiers.
Scandinavia Cup. So, we all know it.
But I don't agree with the fear aspect. Because I think it's a more strategic, but I kind of agree with Zlatan here. Okay.
Wow, Ousmane Dembele is only the third player to score a hat trick for France at a men's World Cup after Just Fontaine.
Just
Fontaine. two in 1958, we all remember that. And Kylian Mbappe with one in 2022 in the final, by the way. So Ousmane Dembele putting himself on the list.
Yeah, my man's a quiet killer.
He's nonchalant, you know?
Oh, it's fitting. This is perfect.
Mbappe's shalom. Okay, he's super shalom.
All the words that we stole from the French makes sense. Okay, for this moment.
Do you ever wonder why chicken is called chicken when it's cooked, but a cow is called beef, and a pig is called pork?
I understand that there's different words for the cook.
No, but chicken is just chicken.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Because the rich French who took over England, the beef is boeuf.
Yeah.
Pork is pig is pork. mm-hmm. is the French word. But chicken, rich people are like, we don't eat that. That's for poor people. That's why they never got the name. Isn't that crazy, bro?
They didn't rebrand. Okay.
Yeah, dog. Okay. That's why it's called I'm eating chicken. You okay. know what I mean? And who's getting their chicken? Kylian Mbappe. Look at this. Kylian Mbappe has now been directly involved in more goals than any other player at the 2026 World Cup.
Yeah.
Two goals against Senegal, two goals against Iraq, and two assists versus Norway. Just like Noah's Ark. That's a stretch there, Squawka. I'm not going to lie to you. Don't love the rebrand either there, Squawka. So, yeah, dude, I mean, six goal contributions, impressive. And we're talking about, like, you need to want it more.
Right. So, I mean, it's like, it's also the assists weren't as beautiful, nearly as beautiful as the goals themselves, right? Like,
no.
But you know what? Credit to Mbappe getting the ball to Dembele when he was being held back and fouled and good on the ref, playing advantage, doing the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, whenever this is always those moments when I forgot which was the ref that played advantage and then did a celebration after the goal was scored.
Yeah.
Was the goal, the one that retired. I forgot his name, but they do the double hands forward and they're like, and then there's a goal happen and then a goal happens and they're like, that was all me.
You're welcome.
You see this whistle? I didn't even use it.
If I didn't go arms wide open, if I didn't go Creed on that, that wouldn't happen. You feel me?
You're welcome, Kylian. You're welcome.
All right. You're welcome, Creed, for referencing you back. All right. We got comments. We got the funniest chat in the business. Okay. Incredible stance says, vive la France et vive le bleu.
Let's go. Okay.
I read all that in French, bro. Mm. Still in KC to Alexis's dismay.
He wants to get out of this.
I'm looking out this window. I'm not going to lie to you. You can't tell me this is a pretty city. I mean, if you drew this as a skyline, your friends would be like, get out of there. Dog. I mean, airlift.
As we perform in front of the biggest crane I've ever seen in my life.
100%. All right. Usman Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, I love it.
Dude, I think he's an incredible player, but you're true. I think you're right. The nonchalantness of him mm-hmm. makes people just not believe in him so much. Vive le bleu.
We got a lot of French in the chat today.
Damn, son. Are you guys? Google Translate is burning up today. Okay. Ask my FanDuel account if there's a problem with Mbappe not scoring any goals. Yeah, what's up with this, bro? My phone broken, dog.
This is supposed to be a gimme, bro.
Dog, this is part of my parlay. I think people were really hoping for a big game from Mbappe, but not just assists. You guys had a whole preview about this game. Not a single player you mentioned from Norway. But yeah, Doug, like maybe 20 minutes after our preview was done, they released the 11 and they said, none of them boys is getting that.
Sometimes we don't get it right.
Hey, but positive, I learned Strand Larsen plays for Norway.
Okay. Yeah. We're all learning throughout this entire World Cup.
Also,
bro.
Three or four dudes look Latino. You saw them come in. They're like light-skinned black dudes. I was like, yo, you kind of look like my cousin.
They got Oscar Bob.
First names is crazy. And now the chicken is on the French jersey. That's true, bro. And they didn't want it before. That's crazy.
All right.
Le Coq Sportif. Remember that brand?
I do remember that, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's go stock up, stock down.
Yeah, this is...
Stock up, Usman Dembele, maybe?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's an easy one. I would say...
Stock down at Mbappe, dude. We believed in you, dog. Nah.
With two assists, we're like, bro, stock down.
It's just not enough.
did anybody on France even have remotely a bad game? I don't think so. I'd have to look.
They were kind of in control for most of it.
Yeah, Teo Hernandez.
Teo Hernandez, yeah, what a terror. I've said it. He was him and Rabiot are your weak points if you're France, but they just got so much more overwhelming talent. Damn, most teams hope you got.
Why'd you pick the two white guys on the team, bro?
Bro, because I'm problematic. Actually, no, that makes me the opposite of it. My buddy's father goes, I'm not racist, but I like when the French team were actually French, and I go, turns out you're racist. I hate to tell you
that's the best way to spot one.
The first thing you said contradicted everything you said after that, or the opposite.
My goodness,
to me, Teo Hernandez, which I hate doing this because you got a Latino last name. There's got to be, of all the players and how skilled and incredible they are on France, you can't convert one of them to a left back, right? You know what I mean?
It is wild.
Is that crazy? You've got seven potential like midfielders you could start that didn't even make the squad. Not one of them could play left back.
Nuno Mendes, you're mad close to French. You sure you ain't French?
Yeah, dog. Nuno Mendes. You can't be that.
No, man. No. Look, I the one player I will give some credit to, Tello Asgard, who scored the goal. Who we learned on the broadcast that was born in Liverpool, could have represented England, which is kind of cool. But he plays for Rangers. Mm-hmm. I loved the move to shake Konate and then
on the goal. Yes, bro,
Like, kind of let the ball in front of him and did a little move.
That's what you were talking about, feints. It's like your shoulder tells the person you're going this way, but then you don't even touch the ball and you glide past them.
And Konate immediately was like, oh, he's going to left. Yeah. And then not only does he completely shake off Konate, but then also Mike Maignan, he plants him, right? Mm-hmm. He obviously goes near post, but he looks like he's about to curl it far, and Maignan is like kind of teasing, and he's about to go over there, and it could root it to the spot.
Yeah,
just passes it into the net.
Look at you, rooted to the spot.
I love those.
Much you paying attention.
I love those just the subtle moves.
The Britishisms, bro.
No, but it highlights like, bro, like the game it can be so. Like he makes it just seem so simple when it's not about
the little details.
It's not about being fast or whatever. It's just those little details that completely can shake off the bat. Look how much space he created for himself for that shot. It was beautiful.
It was Henri-esque from back in the day. You know, he would cut through all them Tottenham defenders, you know?
Right.
All right, why don't we take a look at Group L?
Okay, Group L,
which is the group Australia and Turkey are in. That's Group Tuka L.
This is so England and Ghana, Croatia and Panama are there. I mean, look, this is these games are gonna happen tomorrow, and Croatia and Ghana are gonna be playing each other. A good game where. This is, I mean, these third place spots are going
to
be.
This is what we mean by wanting the third match to mean something.
I mean, realistically,
this match is gonna be big.
A team with 4 points could, you know, is going to be in third. And a team with 3 points is going to miss or whatever. Like, it's going to be a lot. You know, both of these teams do not want to be in that position where they might get left.
No. And I'm also going to say, I think, you know, if you guys let Croatia into the round of 32, into the knockout tournament, you're going to regret it because you got Luka Modric.
You're going to lose a penalty somewhere.
Some magic's going to happen with this team.
So annoying.
They're going to put it together and they're going to go on a run and it's going to be your fault, Ghana. So if I were you, I would win this just for the rest of the board.
So look, and Croatia, especially, they had a good first half against England. Mm-hmm. They scored this goal. They ended up losing 4-2, but the Petr Musa, FC Dallas fame, is doing his thing. It's a Pasalic from Orlando City.
This is Luka Modric's last World Cup.
Yeah,
you know,
no. This is a game where they have a lot to play for. And
Kovacic, Palisic, all the itches. They're doing great, bro. Gvardiol, what happened to you? No, Gvardiolic.
You got two letters on your name, bro.
I don't trust you, dog. Show me your papers.
but I change your name, dog,
or something. Yeah, hook it up,
dog. We're looking at Ghana's lineup right there as well.
Semenyo left Ivory Coast.
I know, finally.
It's crazy, dude.
What a silly mistake on my part.
No, it's all good. It happens. If anyone's going to make the mistake, you would expect it to be me. But Semenyo, obviously, the player you're going to look at, someone who's just so techy with the ball at his feet. Can he do bits against a team like Croatia, who's probably going to be sitting back a little bit, going to be trying to absorb some of that attack? I think so, and I think what to look for in this game is what happens as soon as Ghana's dispossessed. Can Croatia convert that into an opportunity to attack? Can they convert that with an opportunity to attack before Ghana gets reset? And that, to me, is going to be really, really important.
Yeah, I'm expecting Semenyo to cook this game quite a bit.
Yeah,
I mean,
this is what he does. He's wearing a chef's hat for a reason.
He hasn't really kind of had a breaking out moment at this World Cup just yet. But I would, he's going to have one of those games because, again,
it's going
to
come at some point.
Such a, like, all around, like, just great, great mm-hmm. player. Whether it's like with both feet, he's incredibly fast. He's strong as hell. And he's going to be a problem. And he's playing against his Manchester City teammate in Gavardiol.
Remember Kovacic. What you do to him in training. know?
I think he's going to be well prepared and familiar with how they're going to defend against.
All right. Let's talk about England, huh?
England, Panama.
Yeah, they got a big one coming up against Panama. I'm expecting England to win this one pretty easily. And that's usually what tells you it's going to be a 0-0 draw for England.
It can't be, bro.
I'm losing confidence so fast in England.
I want Panama to show up and do their thing, but no, England should dominate this game. Panama have not been great in this.
You may notice Reece James is not in the expected 11. Looks like Dan Byrne, because breaking news, Reece James is out for England with a hamstring injury. He will miss at least 2 World Cup games, reports
so disappointing.
Guardian.
Every year.
You know what bothers me most about this is, like, he sort of reinvented himself as someone who could slip into the midfield, almost the new Trent Alexander-Arnold, in a more defensive, less attack way. Great mm-hmm. defensive midfielder. And now he gets injured again. And it's a real shame. But looking at this 11, I think I want to lean back on what you said before. I think this is an opportunity, and unfortunately we're not going to see it, but this would have been a great opportunity for Marcus Rashford to start. You know, someone who I think is really good at playing against
we'll see. We don't know.
Clearly, we were wrong earlier today, right? This is, again, expected. None of this is confirmed. Mm-hmm. But if what we're seeing here is true, I really wish Marcus Rashford would get the opportunity to start. Gordon, get a little bit of a rest, looking like Princess Di. You know what I'm talking about? He looks exactly like Princess Di. Have you noticed that? He has all the same haircuts as her. Look at the memes. Look it up. It's pretty crazy.
Okay.
But also, the other person I'm looking to be influential is someone like a Harry Kane. You know, someone, can you have a moment of creativity inside of what's going to be a pretty compact final third and sort of break open? Also, have you seen the number of shots from outside the box? It's higher than in any other per capita than any other World Cup before, or at least in the last like 20 years.
Okay.
So it just goes to show this new ball is causing a little bit of issues. Is that something? Is that something that England can use to their advantage?
Does per capita apply to sports?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
there's capita everywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So Panama have they obviously lost their first two matches. They are out. Are they officially out? Can they? I think they are.
I hope so. No disrespect to Panama. Yeah.
They are officially.
They're just abysmal.
But they've only lost. They lost both of their games only 1-0. So clearly they are
defensively
better than they were in the last World Cup. They lost the last time they played England. They lost 7-1. Any result less than that is an improvement.
Yeah, 6-1.
But
baby,
it's like if you beat a team 7-1 in fairly recent history. I mean, England should be pretty confident with themselves, and a few of the players that were on that 7-1 result are on this team. So there should be a real belief. I'm kind of expecting kind of like more of the same, but it would be fantastic. And it, regardless of if Panama can get a result, which I believe would be their first point at a World Cup. Have they scored at a World Cup? Can we? They lost
7-1.
Right.
Yeah.
So if they can get a result, it would be their first in a World Cup. That would be amazing.
The whole country
would absolutely love that. So
I can't imagine that happens though. That they win against England. I think the task is going to be, can England break them down? I think they're a better defensive team than they were the last time they met. But England's got too much talent, and you got to be able to break them down.
And that's the thing. But if England can't, if they win 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad for England, right? Like they'll
take it.
They'll take it, but they're not.
I agree with you.
The confidence for the rest of the tournament.
We'll look back and go, that wasn't impressive. But whatever, 3 points is 3 points.
Yeah, because you know who they're going to be playing against going forward, and they're going
to. This is actually going to be a great test for Ecuador. Is that who you're talking about, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's most likely going to be Ecuador. That's a good point.
So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, Panama have a lot of incredible pride to play for, and they will obviously very much remember that last result against England, and will want to kind of a little bit of revenge for that. So we'll see.
I think we're gonna check out with a couple comments, couple tweets. What are we saying on the interwebs, bro?
Vamos a ver.
Okay,
tweets. Okay, Strand Larsen ball. Wojcicki's back.
Yeah, this meme keeps giving. Yeah, Strand Larsen didn't impress.
He didn't.
But it impressed me. He was on the team. I completely forgot Strand Larsen was on the team. Max has Lacroix, which we didn't talk about. Lacroix had a terrible game. Tonight becomes just a fourth player with the letter X in both of his name and surname to play. Why are we talking about this, Opta Joe?
Okay. To play a FIFA World Cup.
What?
After Greece's Alexios Alexandris, Alexandros Alexio, and Alexandros Alexoudis.
I think that's the same guy. I think all three of those are the same guy.
It's a guy with different different types of mustaches.
For me, I'm Alexis Alexington. Me, Alexis Alexisich. I'm Croatian. Two of France's stars are shining against Norway. Two goals and two assists. The picture they chose for Mbappe. He's like, bro, two assists? Why is Usman getting in my way?
This is my World Cup.
Yeah.
Okay. So good on them, Dan Burn. Lucian Sean said, Dan Burn? Who he burned? Gareth Southgate?
Luigi Tron, bro.
I mean, but even with the not calling up of Trent Alexander-Arnold,
yeah,
it's like seemingly a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah, also that, maybe it works out for them. Hoping Ghana scratches that itch, says IG8. Well, 1996, bro. Yeah, man, Ghana's going to have to win for the rest of us. This Norway just saying, screw it, we're in no matter what of France just being that much better?
Okay.
Did I have a stroke, Christian?
We got a couple of these guys that make us worry about our own well-being.
Hit the AI button. Let it rewrite. We need Grammarly as an ad, bro. Just saying, screw it. There's no matter what. France is just that much better. I think that's the mind game of it, but I do think it was actually the right strategy because, like, why burn all your gas trying to win this race if you have another race coming up after it? So,
yeah,
I think in the end, it will prove to be the right strategy.
We shall see. Okay, let's move to Group K.
Group K.
Very quickly and see what we got. In Group K, Colombia, Portugal this Saturday is or tomorrow is going to be fantastic. Portugal would like to win this game. Our producer Ingrid is already in Miami. And is going to this game.
Earlier she sent me a video of her burning the Portuguese flag in the middle of the street. I thought that was aggressive.
Well, it was exciting. I mean, she had to mortgage her house for the ticket.
It's not even her house, by the way. So when her neighbors come home, they're going to be furious.
This game, I think, is probably the you know, not first test for either team per se.
No, I think by the time the final whistle blows, we're going to know a lot about both of these teams.
Yeah.
Is the Colombia run we're seeing real, and how good is actually Portugal? Did they need to sort of warm up into the tournament, or was Uzbekistan just a little blip?
Right, because, see, what was it? Colombia had a difficult time breaking down Uzbekistan, difficult time breaking down Congo.
This midfield. How is this midfield not going to break down Colombia? Yeah,
but that's the thing. It's just like, but they should. This is we're kind of having the same conversation we have about Belgium and we had about Belgium.
The difference here is most of these players are a little bit younger than the Belgium squad.
But
to me, the question still remains: Cristiano Ronaldo. If you guys are going to celebrate the two goals against Uzbekistan as if that was two goals in a Champions League final, then I need to see him score two goals against this backline we're looking here: Davinson Sanchez, Lukumi, my bad. To me, I think this is going to be a little bit of a tougher test.
A lot of a tough test.
I was trying to be respectful of my Uzbek. Shout out to Tashkent Market.
No, I mean, Colombia have been playing very, very aggressive defensively. They move the ball forward. Their fullbacks are forward. Daniel Munoz is scoring goals.
Yeah, he's breathing down the neck of the back line of the other center back. And also, I dare you to push numbers forward against this squad like you did against Uzbekistan. What do you think, Louis? You think Lucho Diaz isn't ready for you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's gonna be, and Colombia is gonna have their own problems with Nuno Mendes. They're gonna have it's gonna be difficult. But there's like position for position. I would say Portugal has a better, like, if you do a combined 11, Portugal will have
100%.
But there's a urgency and a passion and Colombia, the Colombian fans are playing. Mm-hmm. They're they're not playing with any expectations, sort of. The standard is high, but they realize like sort of like where their team is, right? And now that they're going to be facing a really, really difficult opponent, I think it puts Colombia just in, like, if they can. Even if it's a draw, I'm like, dude, that's huge for Colombia.
Yo, congrats if it's a draw.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking at the table again. 6 and 4 points. Yeah, I mean, DR Congo is going to have to do a lot here against Uzbekistan just to make it. But to me, this is a massive opportunity. I think if Portugal don't impress, and I mean impress across the board, it's going to say a lot. I mean, you're looking at it here. Imagine Colombia wins this. They've got 9 points, right? Portugal stuck at 4 and DR Congo. Gets a win against Uzbekistan, which I think we're all expecting. How is that? What are the Portuguese fans going to be saying then? Which a lot of people were saying this was the team that's supposed to be in the final, if not win the whole tournament,
right?
And they just haven't impressed.
Yeah, I don't really expect Portugal to do that much.
I don't either.
I'm also saying like it's not like
I won't be shocked if they win, but I'm expecting them to not do well here.
Yeah,
or not do as good as Colombia.
Also. You know, playing in Miami, and Colombia's in Miami. There's going to be a lot.
Oh my God!
There's more than Portuguese people.
A significant number.
So it's going to be a tough game for Portugal. And
this is going to be very much a home game. For Colombia.
Yeah, more of the stadium I think is going to be supporting Colombia
outside in front of the hotel. Yeah. The people who you're talking to on the street. There's going to be a lot of Colombians
we'll
out
see.
There.
And then we're going to go back to the narrative about Cristiano Ronaldo and all this other stuff. If he should be playing and he should be starting,
should he start?
Should he? No, but he is. And,
okay, my exact answer the same.
And whatever. The we'll see. And then, like I said before, before the game against Uzbekistan, I said if he has a good game against Uzbekistan, that could be a positive note for the rest of the tournament. So. Look, I mean, you can't, a guy scores 2 goals, what are you going to bench him afterwards? That'd be ridiculous.
It would be. But hey, Gonzalo Ramos, you got no blood on your hands, baby. This ain't your fault. You walk off that bus like this. Hey, what'd I tell you?
Okay. All right, let's look at a couple comments before we wrap up. All right. So shout out to everybody watching on YouTube.
Oh, these are with tweets.
Tweets, okay.
Iliman Njai is the first player in FIFA World Cup history to come on as a substitute and then score a goal, assist a goal, have 5 touches in the opposition box, and make 5 dribbles. Optajoe is.
And he also has not.
Optajoe's got too much caffeine.
Yeah, I believe he's only played 7 minutes at this World Cup.
Damn, he did all that in 7 minutes?
please correct me if I'm wrong. I think Ross in a group chat or somebody posted.
What a life you're living. Erling Haaland's body doubles are in the stands for France, Norway.
Now that's Channing Tatum, by the way, if you can see.
Oh my God.
So shout out to Channing. Didn't he do? He did something with Erling Haaland where he dressed as him next
year. He had the hair.
Yeah, yeah. Jackie D64 said, I hope those losers go home. No disrespect. Are you talking about us?
Who?
Who are you talking about?
If you could just let us know.
We're not home, so you might be talking.
Well, we're talking about Portugal. Okay. Ingrid Rosa says, not true, LMAO. Okay. She didn't mortgage her neighbor's home. Very good.
We got confirmation.
Or was it the burning the flag? Could have been burning the Portuguese flag.
You know, we make a lot of crazy accusations.
I heard
sometimes.
She walked into a... She went to a store and just started punching the pastéis de nata, bro. Mayor Alexisich of Brigitich. Sititich.
My goodness. I mean, some
have some respect, bro.
Some say it's a difficult city name to say, but hey, we ain't changing it for nobody.
Where in Croatia is that? Somewhere near the beach.
Okay. The beach has a lot of rocks.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't walk on sand out here.
And it's the rocks you can sell.
Okay.
You got to wear Tim's out there, bro.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Another reaction show for Norway against France.
France against Norway.
Okay.
Just part of Norway.
Okay. What day is this?
753.
Is this 14, 15, I think? I don't know where
it's been a long time.
But the group stages are almost over. Mm-hmm. I think at some point we get a break during
this. Yeah, we're going to start. You know, it's not every single day anymore, so, but you know.
But yeah.
Don't say that too loud because Bob Yahoo's going to hear that.
Okay. He's not happy about that. Days off. No.
Brian Yahoo. Bob is his cousin. Hey, he's a snitch. We're building out a whole world here, folks. So,
but we'll be back on Monday with a new episode, noon Eastern. What do you say?
Oh, yeah, tomorrow night.
Oh, are we on tomorrow night? Who knows?
We're flying to Houston. I know that.
We're flying. I got to look at my calendar.
We're going to
bro.
Houston. Hey, if we got any friends in Houston, we are look out on our socials. We're going to put up another reel to see if we can give away some
Colombia,
of the tickets.
Colombia, Portugal.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So it is on the calendar.
We have a correspondent there, Ingrid. Maybe she could send us some video.
That's right. So be on the lookout for that reaction show after Colombia, Portugal. And then obviously noon Eastern, Monday through Friday, Cooligans Daily Live. Join us for that on our YouTube. And if you don't want to miss any of these, hit like, subscribe on the YouTube.
The bell is the biggest
hit
thing.
Hit the bell.
Also, send us a hype, dude. What are you doing?
Exactly. What are you doing? We're upset with you in Kansas City.
I'm quite mad. Okay. First of all, I have to look at Kansas City. And then I look down and I don't see a hype coming in. It's a double whammy.
So we'll be back tomorrow, everybody. Thank you for hanging out with us all throughout this World Cup. And we got a lot more Cooligans left throughout the tournament. All right.
That's Christian Zich. I'm Alexis Zich. And this was the Cooligans Zich.
Peace, everybody.